Let's stop just one second. Is there any old business to come before this convention? Is there any new business to come before this convention? Catherine Schmidt-Whitaker.
I would like to ask the convention committee or another appropriate committee, as the president would like to designate, to identify a way to communicate to the attendees at the conference and convention, to communicate that it would be very respectful and courteous for individuals to bring headphones to use for their smartphones or other voice output devices, and that during the meeting, the general session meetings, we remind folks to put their phones on vibrate and to take phone calls outside of the room. Thank you.
Well, we'll put it in the next program prominently. Please, convention chair. And also, this reminds me to say that the convention committee will be developing in the next few days, hear this, Mr. Chair, a survey to ask you your input for this convention. And we will be putting it out on the various lists, and we will be looking for your feedback. So look for this in the next 2 weeks at the latest. Christy seeks the floor. Is this new business, Christy? Okay, Christy, go ahead.
I heard some people come to the convention and argue about, well, I'm not going to pay registration. I don't see why I need to pay registration. So they did not pay registration for the day. And I don't know if they paid when they came back, but it was a big argument between them, and I thought it was really embarrassing. And you know, we need to pay registration.
It is a mandatory fee on the application. Anyone who thinks they don't have to pay registration, I wish I'd known about this sooner, Christy. I'd like to hear a little more. Tell me later. All right, so, but that is, it is a mandatory, there is no checkbox, there is no, that is a fixed fee that is on the registration form. That is a fixed fee.
But, madam,
all right, Jeff. Here.
For good or ill, it is the last board policy that we took it up. We said that if someone wanted to just come into exhibits or come into a workshop session, they don't have to register. However, if they want a program or a meal or anything else, as the president just said, then they have to register. And then the problem is, if we change the policy, we'd have to be the police of basically kicking people out. Yeah, well, Kevin wants to do it, and there's a point to that.
Well, we're definitely going to work on this. All right, so let's go for... Okay, just to think. I'm going to consult with my parliamentarian. Can I declare the convention closed and then we just continue with door prizes? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do door prizes, but I am going to officially declare this the conclusion of one of our most successful conventions ever. The 2017... Conference and convention is now adjourned.
Ready for another door prize?
Another door prize.
CCLV
25. CCLV 25, triple C, LV, $25.
Edward Christman.
Oh, another?
Yeah. I've been using name tags, Judy.
Now we're using name tags. Now let's combine. Let's see. How much money do you have left?
We got $75, $100.
All right. Let's do two 50s.
Okay.
Two $50 prizes.
$25 from the Fresno.
$25 from the Fresno chapter. $25 from CCCLV.
Let's see. Robert Turner.
Rob Turner. Is Rob here? Oh, how nice.
And Judy, last door prize is two $25 door prizes. From the Fresno chapter?
Both of them?
Yeah, both of them.
And finally, two $25 door prizes for 50 from our Fresno chapter goes to Judy. No.
Donna Sanchez.
Hey, Donna, Carly is wagging her tail like crazy. She obviously thought you should get that.
No. Okay. I have to hurry up. I have something for you.
Oh, right. Oh, I'm not running. I mean, I'm here. I'll be here for a few minutes. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's the money, that's the door prizes, ladies, that's the convention.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody. Safe travels home.